NFL Grand Final.
Live with ABC Grandstand.
On ABC Radio.
Well, a CSIRO study has measured methane levels in the Beetaloo Basin, finding that overall methane concentrations are similar to some of the cleanest air in the world. The study, it was one of the recommendations of the Pepper Inquiry into fracking, and it was designed to establish a baseline level of methane in the Beetaloo region before onshore gas production potentially starts. The CSIRO's Dr. Damien Barrett says the Northern Territory is in a very unique position to be able to do this sort of study before gas production and fracking exploration properly kicks off.
So we've got a really good opportunity here to be able to make these measurements and get a good idea what the baseline values are. In other parts of the world, development usually proceeds at a rapid rate, and so trying to establish those baselines can be somewhat more difficult because they need to be done after production is underway.
So how did the team go about measuring how much methane was in the environment around the Beetaloo Basin?
Well, the research team spent a lot of time on the road. So we ran three field campaigns, one in the early part of the dry season, one late dry season, and another in the wet season. And in those campaigns, the team covered about 15,000 or more kilometres of trails and tracks and roads through the Beetaloo Basin. And all the time, they're measuring the methane concentrations in the atmosphere using very sensitive equipment that the vehicle that they were driving in was fitted out with. And so they were able to gain access to all areas throughout the Beetaloo Basin and make these measurements as they were moving along.
I was also involved was sticking some tubes into termite mounds.
Yes, well, we tried to get a measure of all the sources of methane to the atmosphere, man-made and natural, that occur throughout this region. And, of course, termite mounds are predominant throughout the region. And so we did take measurements of methane from those termite mounds. Termites, of course, are consuming organic matter, and they have bacteria in their gut that generates methane and releases that to the atmosphere. We found that during the dry season, the termite mounds are essentially sealed. There's virtually no methane coming off from those mounds that we measured at all. But during the wet season, they are a source, a small source of methane, naturally generated methane to the atmosphere.
What were the main emitters of methane in the region?
Well, of course, the big emissions of methane throughout the northern part of the Northern Territory is from fire. When fire temperatures get to a certain point, the combustion produces methane as well as carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, and that's released to the atmosphere. So during the late dry season, as we were driving through areas affected by fires, we were measuring relatively large local sources of methane from those fires. Other sources, of course, include cattle. We're measuring methane from cattle. Of course, they feed on grass, and the bacteria in their rumen produces methane, and that methane is released to the atmosphere. As well as other sources of methane around towns and various settlements, we measured water bores, as well as shut-in petroleum wells and pipelines for gas pipelines. So we were fairly very comprehensive in the measurements that we were making through the region.
So what will this data about methane levels now be used for?
Well, these data are very important in establishing those baseline background measurements. So we have a very good and very comprehensive understanding of what the background measurements and emissions of methane are to the atmosphere, so that as the gas industry progresses through its exploration stages this year and next year, and then potentially into production in future years, we'll have a very good baseline to be able to go back to compare future methane emissions to what we've seen in those background measurements, and then to be able to determine, you know, what are sources of methane and any potential new sources should they arise.
If gas production does get underway in the Beetaloo, do you expect methane levels to rise much?
Well, it's hard to tell exactly what's going to happen in the future, because the emissions of methane from natural gas production, of course, depend on a number of factors. Very importantly is the quality of the engineering that's used to drill the wells and to extract the gas. What we do know is that if we have world's best standards of engineering practice used, the amount of methane fugitive emissions to the atmosphere tends to be relatively low, certainly on the low end of the scale relative to other locations globally. Also, government environmental regulation is really important here. Our research and knowledge shows that those locations around the world which have very tight environmental regulation, best quality, tend to have lower emissions, fugitive emissions of methane to the atmosphere than those regions of the world where environmental regulations aren't so tight.
That's Dr. Damien Barrett. He's a research director with the CSIRO in onshore gas research. Speaking there about a study the organisation was doing, there were people out in utes driving several thousand k's over a few different trips in the Beetaloo Basin, sticking poles into termite mounds to measure how much methane comes out of them, what's the cattle in the area are doing, and any sort of buildings. And, yeah, they found out that the overall methane levels, well, they're pretty low at the moment, and that's all going to be used to monitor the potential methane increases, if any, that might come out of the fracking industry here in the Territory. It's almost 1 o'clock here on the Country Hour. Stick with us, because